hope you rethought. Fry like cock the Glock if you wanna see God. Master shaker, make him eat Jamaica quickly. Drop a hot car on your couch, it's all city.
Hunger forced the committee to keep it lit. She ate my glizzy in the busy like it was dinner from Denny. Hold a hoopla, I'm the grand poobah in a new car.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Mark Chaffardini with Go See Talk. I am with my new friends, Dave and Matt, to talk about hot dogs, igloos, and Aquatine Forever, baby. Well, we are excited to have these wonderful comedians, creatives, all around great guys who have great taste in hats, talking about Aquatine Plantasm.
I miss being part of a team. Y'all remember Aquatine?
Frylock is dead to me.
I'll never speak with him again.
Sure you're up for this, Phoenix?
I lived on for 15 years, man.
This thing, Aquatine, we're in this for life. No one just walks away.
We're back.
You're welcome.
Is it book 7, The Forest Awakens? I'm a little confused on the subtext.
Did that make it into the movie? I thought it only made it into the title page of our script.
Yeah, we had a really long, the whole title page was a long title because it took up the whole page.
The whole scroll towards the...
Well, it's specifically when is trying to sabotage the movie in, like, you know, the time bar at the bottom. It shows book 7, The Forest Awakens. So I'm just curious, like, I love all these little Easter eggs and stuff. So how much fun was it putting these little things into this feature?
I mean, it was great. I mean, we have 24 books. The question is, who is going to make them? And then kind of also who's going to publish the books, because we kind of want those out there as well. But it's a 24 book series. So we were worried that people would be confused when we jump right into book 7. But we felt like that was the best jumping off point.
Yeah, not quite in the middle, just a little bit behind. So that we get a little further ahead, then we jump all the way back to not even 1, but 0. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I figure it's like, if we go forward, that's great. If you had missed everything before it, it was just prequels and nobody cares about the prequels. So
yeah. And then while you're watching 0 and 1, we go back and we change stuff in 7. So when it airs again, you're like, what's wrong with me?
When it airs again on HBO Max, February 8th, and...
Yes.
On Cartoon Network, Adult Swim Linear on March 12th.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all those release dates are accurate. And I'm having so much fun with this because I texted Is the Man to Rules, and I have been having sensible chuckles with all of these text bombs that I've been getting. This is
nice.
Brilliant marketing. Way to like make the fans part of the process. This movie is so much fun. I don't know whether we want to just jump into Sean Kemp or Run the Jewels, but what do you want to go with first? Those are two great additions to the film.
They're both great, but we had more one-on-one with Sean Kemp because we spent the day with him shooting all that crazy stuff. Dave was in a green suit trying to fight him, and it was a mess. He was totally into it. He was cool.
He was awesome, man. He was very cool. Yeah, I only got into the green suit because I was worried he was going to break one of our intern's arms because we were like, throw him around. I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, he's a mountain of a man. But he was very funny and very fun to work with. And
yeah,
and he offered to give us 25% off at any of his stores up in Seattle.
Amazing. I was a huge fan. I was like, look at all these Sean Kemp card that I had from 92 when I was a kid, and I was like, Sean Kemp was the missing addition to Space Jam, and you put him in Space Jam, you made my day. Thank you guys.
Awesome.
For your
wow
ever loving cool devotion to creativity.
Cool.
But Run the Jewels was like hysterical. Like I mean, I think what this begs the question, how many fans of Aqua Teen have come out of the woodwork, hey, Matt and Dave are working on something new, how can I contribute? And how did who did you have to turn away, and how did you get Run the Jewels?
Man, we got Run the Jewels because, I mean, Killer Mike had a relationship. He's local here in Atlanta, and he'd done stuff for Cartoon Adult Swim anyway, and, like, we knew he was a fan of the show. So we got Jason DeMarco to hook us up, and we just had a meeting with them and told them what words they couldn't say. And they just went to town, and cranked out that really amazing theme song. Again they fall, again they crawl, again we ball,
shake fried meat against them all. MCP. And you put them in the movie. They were street toughs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they were. They were.
Well, the movie has so many little bits of humor that just made me chuckle, like Shake trying to get the one leaf with the leaf blower. I do that all the time in my garage. I'm like, I'm going to get it. It's a real thing. But then the part when Carl, you know, just, he gives Meatwad the box. He's like, it's 12 rooms. You could take all these walls down and improve the flow. I mean, I love the humor. I mean, how much fun did you guys have just throwing jokes back and forth?
It was, I mean, we hadn't done it in a while. I mean, we did those YouTube shorts and that was fun, but I mean, we hadn't gotten together in a while and it was like the middle of COVID. So, you know, we made a whole movie in during COVID, you know, and it's crazy doing it this way, you know, I don't know. It was a blast. It was a blast, you know, I mean, things have sort of changed, but the show looked even better in the movie. I mean, Bento Box did an awesome job making it just look great. And, I don't know. We were thrilled to bring it back. You know, now we have a whole line of clothing. We're putting out these yeah. Aqua Teen Forever Plantasm shirts, slacks, blazers. Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a whole, clothing, line, a company that, hasn't been released yet. Hats. Excellent. See? Hats. Meet what hats.
Hold on.
Matt wants to advertise. Okay. He's got a...
The Meatwad bling.
Excellent.
Look how big that is.
It's not quite Flavor Flav, but we'll allow it. Judge's ruling? Yeah, we'll allow it.
Like a mushroom from the back.
It kind of does. Like, I imagine you in a go-kart just shooting shells at people. So Meatwad, what's it like to have yourself as a hat?
I mean people have told me, well, Carl told me once, he said he was gonna wear my ass out and wear me like a hat, but this is actual real hat and I like it. I think it's a tribute to living a clean life, sticking with your guns and doing what's right, and someday I'll make a hat out of you.
Well, Mark Hill, I have on good authority that this is this movie is nothing but a pathetic cash grab because theaters rejected it. Can you care to comment?
Oh, lordy, lordy. Well, when I'm hanging out with the boys at the dock and we're getting our jams on, I'm just thinking, oh, I don't understand your question.
I love how meta this was. You know, taking pot shots at like. At Amazon and Elon Musk. And I would ask, what do you have against New Jersey? But what don't you have against New Jersey?
You know, I think we both have a different take on how we came up with that. For me, it was because I'm a big fan of Buckaroo Banzai and that had the New Jersey character. I thought that was cool. And I didn't know anything about New Jersey. So we thought we'd just make up our own and set it there. It's clearly exactly like we depicted.
It's spot on and unparalleled.
I just remember when I was a kid on 60 Minutes, they were doing some story about Camden, New Jersey, and there was some Catholic priest on there, and he was like, every time you flush a toilet, it's to Camden. And it just stuck in my mind. I was just like, Jersey just seems like a funny, shitty place. And I know it's not. I mean, I've driven the turnpike, I've driven out past Prince, it's the Garden State, it's beautiful, but you know, but there are pockets of it that are real shitty. And it seems like it just seemed like a funny, I don't remember which one of us said it, but I think we were both very much like, yes, of course this is gonna happen in Jersey.
Yeah. There wasn't much that was said in the beginning that got thrown out the window.
It was like an improv.
Well, really, I love how had jettisoned parts of the movie. Did you have to develop that, or was that just stuff you intended to have it sped through? So there's no plot, no extended cut.
Oh no! I mean, technically, we just made all that stuff up in stills and blew through it. But okay, when we go back to when Zero comes out, we'll go back to Seven and we're going to animate all that. So it's going to be a longer movie. So get ready for that.
You keep on teasing me and I will follow the breadcrumb trail. Matt, Dave, everyone check out Aqua Teen Forever Plantasm. Support the merch. And this is brought to you by the New Jersey Tourism Board. So guys, thank you for your time. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.